At this point, Haas has modeled up to 25 days of shutdown, showing more than 7,100 jobs in Florida now idled.
More than 1,500 have been lost from the professional, scientific, and technical services industry. That's when you're really thinking about the people that are working closely with government, contractors, architecture, what have you.
Amy Newbern at the Haas Center, who's overseeing the study, adds that jobs are also bleeding from administrative, waste management, and remediation services, which in turn is trickling down to other areas of the economy.
You see impacts in healthcare, construction, and retail trade because maybe they're not going to be getting a federal loan that they were anticipating.
In Florida, about $378 million in personal income has been lost since the shutdown began, according to the study. Newbern says $325 million of that is disposable personal income.
If you're a federal civilian employee and you're not receiving a paycheck right now, then you're making a lot of decisions differently than maybe you would have normally. So that means they're not going to restaurants, they're not going to the movies, they're not going to go purchase a new outfit for an event they had. You continue to see that, and that's how it ripples out to all of these other auxiliary industries.
If there's any saving grace for Florida, it's the timing of the shutdown. Newbern says January and February are the non-peak travel times for tourism.
And it really depends on how long it goes. Once spring break comes, you know, if we get to March and the shutdown is still there's always a possibility it can impact tourism numbers. So we'll just have to see how this continues to go.
Closer to home, the shutdown is providing a challenge for non-governmental social services, such as Mana Food Pantries, which serves Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
So far, we've seen about a dozen people who have been impacted by the shutdown. That's been federal workers, as well as we had a Coast Guard family in here the other day.
Director D.D. Flaunlacker concedes that's not a large number coming in, but she believes that the longer the shutdown goes on, the more likely it is that they're going to be seeing new clients.
January is our busiest time of the whole year for client service. In a month when we're already giving out a whole lot of food on a, quote, normal, unquote, basis, this will just add on to more people needing assistance, which means we're going to need more food as well.
While praising those donating to Mana during the holiday season, Flaunlacker would like to see that momentum continue into the new year.
And now, as I always like to say, in January, you could practically hear the crickets out in the warehouse, meaning that there's really nothing going on in terms of donations. No one's really thinking much about donating food in January. While it's the highest month for client service, it's actually one of the lowest months for food donations.
Flaunlacker is quick with a reminder that hunger strikes 24/7, 365.
What we'll probably have to do is add more appointments to our schedule, which means we'll need more volunteers who can come in and interview the clients, as well as we'll need more people helping out in the warehouse. We're trying to work right now with a couple of different organizations to get the word out that if someone does need our help, just give us a call here at Mana.
For those finding themselves impacted by the shutdown and now in a position where they're in need of Mana services for the first time, Director D.D. Flaunlacker has a message for them.
First of all, know that it is with dignity and respect that we offer our service to anyone. Please don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried about, oh, I'm taking it away from someone else. Please reach out to us or call 211, the United Way agency in Escambia County that can get you connected with resources.
More information is available by calling Mana Food Pantries at 850-432-2053. Those needing help with groceries can set up an appointment at Mana's main office at 3030 Northeast Street in Pensacola. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.